The Worst Equestrian Necromancer, Chapter 8, 3 months after return. Princess Miyamori Cadenza was having the oddest day. She had been summoned by her auntie to a private tea room for a long overdue meeting, but then when she got there, all she found was a stupid floating orb. She took in a deep breath to try and calm her annoyance. She knew that she couldn't be that annoyed, but this was on Shiny's day off. She could be having a relaxing evening on his couch or catching a new play with him, but instead she was staring at an orb, in an empty tea room, while her guards waited outside under orders to ignore everything they heard. She sighed and moved to a chair, glancing over the few changes that had been hastily done a few months ago at Luna's return. Some moon tapestries sat in contrast with a hanging sun scattered across the room, and blues had been added to the official color list that used to purely consist of gold and white. Kaden smiled at that. Luna deserved some recognition after all she's been through. Cadence's thoughts were broken by a song that she never heard before. She listened for a moment as it sang of a bar and loneliness, before she noticed that the orb was glowing brighter and displaying a prompt that asked if she wanted to accept a call. She quirked an eyebrow at the orb, then sent a telekinetic jab at the projected Y. A moment later, the orb expanded, showing her a large bipedal skeleton. She stared at it in utter shock. Her voice couldn't find purchase in her throat as it slowly looked her over, from her hooves to her face. Then it spoke.
I am Ragard the Unkillable! You must be dear little Tia's niece.
He performed a jaunty bow as the clacks of his knees echoed across the room.
It's a wonderful pleasure to finally meet you.
Cadence stared at him for a moment before taking a few deep breaths and running through the breathing exercises that she had taught young Twilight. When she was calm, she tried to flash a winning smile.
Hello, sir. You are correct. I am Princess Miyamori Cadenza, niece of the Risen Sun, Princess Celestia.
Ragar waved his hand dismissively.
Yes, Princess Celestia has many titles, but she is not the center of conversation right now. No, Ragar has heard nothing of you until Celestia mentioned her niece while we were enjoying the clips from the latest necromancer hunt. Ragar was deeply offended that the youngest of the Alicorns had never met him.
At this, he chattered his teeth.
After all, how can royalty properly fear the greatest evil on all of Equus if they had never met him?
Cadence paused for a moment before mentally shrugging it off. She had seen Shiny try to act like a villain in his weekly games, and this wasn't much different. If Auntie liked this necromancer, then he obviously wasn't evil. She smiled at the game the necromancer seemed to be playing as she gave her own little jaunty courtesy.
Well then, Lord Ragar, I shall endeavor to keep a proper mindset during this conversation. If I might be so bold, what evil feats have you accomplished?
Ragar seemed to brighten up.
Oh, of course! Ragar doubts Princess Celestia would leave records of the many accomplishments of Ragar lying around the castle, if only for the fear that they would bring. Ragar has done many evil deeds, such as the plunder of the lost city of Merlantis, and the theft of the entire forbidden section of the Royal Archives.
Cadence had a giggle at that. Merlantis was an amusement park on the Trottingham coast, and she had been to the forbidden section of the Archives herself.
Oh, of course. It must have taken Auntie years to reacquire all of those books.
Ragar seemed confused by Cadence's simple statement.
Reacquire? Why would you do that? Ragar returned them all. How could the evils of knowledge be properly shared without a library? Oh, no, Ragar returned the books and copied one that he may have accidentally doodled in. However, in Ragar's defense, Star Swirl was a bit of a jerk.
Cadence paused at this before deciding to put this conversation under the same mental umbrella as a conversation with Celestia. After a moment of consideration, she decided a rug was a better analogy than an umbrella. When he got confused, he just swept whatever they said under it and kept going.
Of course, though it's not mentioned in the history books.
She had broken the ice now. With that done, she needed all the details of Ragar and Celestia. Rare was it Celestia could talk about a pony with a smile throughout the whole conversation, but with Ragar, she did. Cadence took a step towards the Lich.
So, Ragar, care to share your thoughts on Princess Celestia? I'm sure another immortal would give me such valuable insight.
Ragar began pacing while staring at Cadence. His image actually moved, but the way it kept phasing through the furniture was more than a little distracting. He moved back and forth through the couch, seemingly debating the question with himself, before nodding.
Very well, Ragar will share what he knows with you. Celestia is a wonderful princess. She has managed to run Equestria excellently while Luna was gone. She even managed to defeat me several times.
He seemed to preen as he began speaking of her champions.
She always picks guards that truly have a spirit of adventure. Recently, there was one who seemed to live off of old ruins and daring do.
He deflated at this, scratching the back of his head, embarrassed.
Ragar may have hired her for exploration and retrieval of various ruins and objects.
Cadence nodded.
But what does Rhaegar, the Master of Dark Arts, think of her?
Rhaegar paused.
Oh, simple. She is a wonderful friend. Until Rhaegar has finished his great work, that is the most he can have.
Cadence nearly cursed. She knew that he was sweet on her aunt, but he was so focused on work that he couldn't act on it. She steeled herself. She had dealt with this before, she just had to make him think it was his idea.
So, what about her? Surely you'd like to spend some time with her, correct?
Rhaegar paused, seeming to be unsure of his answer.
Maybe Rhaegar would enjoy that, though after his greatest accomplishments, he will need time. A year, maybe two until Rhaegar will be able to speak again.
He then clasped his bony hands together.
However, this has gone far from Rhaegar's original topic. Rhaegar has a gift for you.
Cadence realized the ball had shifted to her side of the court, and she had no idea how to answer.
Okay. What did you get me?
Rhaegar chattered his teeth.
Rhaegar has found a spell that allows any pony to see the strings of love. Be it romantic, friendly, or family, Rhaegar has decided the sole user of the spell should be the Princess of Love.
Cadence was starstruck. A spell that allowed her to see her domain as clearly as Celestia saw Equestria? This was the greatest gift that she had ever heard of. She then began hopping in place.
Oh, yes, 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 yes! That's the greatest thing ever! Where can I get it?
Rhaegar let out a massive laugh as he disappeared. Cadence stared at the orb for a moment, heartbroken. She was trying to figure out why he would toy with her like that when she heard a tapping at the window, followed by an extremely loud call. Curious, she opened the window with her magic and slowly peeked outside. The guards outside the tea room were bored. They had been warned that this assignment would be weird, but they could hear Cadence speaking in her matchmaker's voice after a few minutes of talking. Granted, it had gone quiet a while ago, but then they heard a loud thump from inside the room. The guards looked at each other, both unsure of what to do. Slowly, the braver of the two started to open the door, only to get smacked in the face when a skeletal bird ran out as soon as the door was cracked. They stared, until Cadence ran out after it, screaming,
"Some pony stop that bird! It has my book!"
Who wouldn't prefer the playful kind of evil? It's just so... just something about it that's nice. Anywho, let's get on to our extraordinarily nice donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldheart, Jay Tinman, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Dash of Evergreen. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Alston Rollins, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Swordbrother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Hatzaza, Riot Soul, Maverick, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.